Is it recording?
Microphone's on. Okay, I have to check if it's recording. It's recording.
Okay, we do the intro, right?
Oh yeah, let's do it. Ready, set, go.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
Welcome to the show.
Yep, today the podcast is going to be us driving in a vehicle.
Yes. This is inspired by Jenna and Julian's Carcasts. How come I can't say that?
I think it's because the S at the end.
Yeah, obviously Jenna and Julian had a podcast and they would do one in the car sometimes, so, you know, we wanted to change the environment.
We've done one in the car, but not driving.
Yeah, we're gonna literally go out and hit the road. And
it's
also,
been crazy today. Like, the weather where we live has been scary. We met at a certain spot in our town, and it was pouring rain.
Yeah, we're right outside of Dick's. There's a giant lit up sign to our right that simply just says Dick. You might hear some gentle raining in the background. You might hear some just car noises, and it's sort of ASMR. It's an ASMR experience as well as a podcast.
We get a lot of emails saying that people fall asleep to our podcast, so I think this episode's gonna be really...
Yeah, just like...
ultra fall asleep.
ASMR, rainy Midwest summer night with two guys blabbing, and you're in the back seat.
Never happened before.
Okay, should I hit the road?
Yeah.
I'm hitting it.
So yeah, when I was driving here, guys, it's not as bad as it was, but I literally couldn't see in front of me.
Oh yeah, there was some intense... I think right now we're actually in a flash flood warning, which maybe you shouldn't pick that day to do the driving podcast, but it's fine. It's all an experience.
But tomorrow's our sister's birthday. We can't walk on our sister's birthday.
Oh yeah, that'd be very rude.
No, I'm joking, but, yeah, you can't walk on any of your siblings' boat. That's a rule.
Yeah, we're currently driving to Dairy Queen, if you want to know where we're going, since you're in the back seat.
Didn't Warren Buffett invest in Dairy Queen?
Oh, yeah, I know he's a big Dairy Queen fan.
Oh, didn't he invest in it, though? Or doesn't he own it or something?
Yeah, I think he said, like, every day he, like, goes to McDonald's and Dairy Queen, but then I guess people found out that those are all the companies he invests in, so he might just be lying, but... eating the lobster. But he claims he eats McMuffins.
Everything I wear and say is just for me to gain money at the end of the day. Can you picture being that big of an investor? Like I'm wearing this H&M hoodie just because I invest in H&M. Like, I'm not an investor, but if I was. Oh, should we get an update on our investments?
Oh my, we haven't done a Robinhood investment.
Yeah, it's funny because I literally just said I don't invest, but I have invested.
I revealed the app that we used. Remember last time we didn't reveal?
Oh, yeah, I've heard so many people in real life and online say that Robinhood is, like, the worst app and don't use it.
Yeah, because they effed everyone over during the GameStop thing or something.
Yeah, honestly, I don't have that. Like, I don't have a crazy amount of money in it, so nothing too crazy.
Yeah,
You can go first.
So if you remember, if you listened to our previous investment portions of the Bro Show, I invested heavily in Dogecoin. And since then, I don't think I told you guys, I bought an Ethereum. But now I've lost I don't know what it is. I think it might be like $2,000, which is really bad. But, you know, sometimes you get into investing and you lose all your money.
I guess it's kind of like gambling.
Yeah, and the thing is, maybe it'll all go up, you know? Maybe Dogecoin and Ethereum are gonna shoot up and I'll be living lavish.
Yeah, that is always a possibility.
Yeah, we don't know. But I want to actually look at the exact number when I'm not driving.
I feel like crypto coin is weirdly like actually like the lottery. Like most investments aren't like the lottery because they usually are steady, but... crypto is like, it seems like so many people like get rich and then so many people get broke from it. Like, obviously, you're not broke, but I mean, like, lose a bunch of money and stuff.
I think, you know, I just might have gotten in at the wrong time. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time and I lost thousands of dollars. This is my story.
I thought today I was gonna be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Driving here.
I just ran through a yellow light.
That's fine. Yeah. Isn't there a lava if you go through when it's yellow?
Yeah, it's okay. Fine. But then there's a fine line where, like, if it's been yellow for a long time and you speed through, are you gonna get in trouble?
Well, I just think it should be legal to go through it. Like, it is, but I think it should be legal because you could cause a car accident if you stop really fast.
Oh yeah, that is true.
There should just be no stoplights and everything should be a roundabout. I actually like roundabouts because I realized today that the traffic goes by so fast on roundabouts.
Oh, yeah. But thinking of the yellow light reminded me of when you were like 6 or something and we were in the car with our mom. And she got pulled over for running like a red light and she claimed it was a yellow light to the cop. And you were like crying in the back because you literally thought she was going to go to jail.
Well, we need to get more to the story. Lucas and all of my other siblings that were with us that day were telling me that mom was going to go to jail. So I didn't make it up in my head. They were telling me, so like, obviously when you're young, you just believe everything. But they were telling me, yeah, mom's going to go to jail for the rest of your life. But
that's a dick move.
I mean, that's what all siblings
do. It's so
do.
Funny, I literally cut out the part of my mind about me telling you she was going to jail.
But it's actually not a dick move because that's what all siblings do. But I remember actually thinking, like,
mom's gone.
Like, yeah, this is crazy, guys. Like, I can't, our mom's going to prison. Like, can you picture if you ran a red light, you go to prison?
I know, that would, you know, people wouldn't do it. Maybe they should do that. Just kidding. Okay, we're currently in the Dairy Queen drive-thru. Just so, like, I always want you guys to be aware of our surroundings. Because I don't want you to feel lost or confused in this car ASMR.
Okay, and also it feels so weird filming this podcast because I don't have a microphone in my hand.
I know, like, I keep thinking, like, wait, is this a real conversation or is it for the podcast?
I know.
Are we doing our fake?
Okay, you don't know what would be kind of fun? Is, like, kind of fun if we filmed... if I filmed everything I did, brought a camera with me everywhere, and I just kept it for myself as a diary...
That would be a video diary.
I always get this ad for this Hulu show, for this Hulu movie that just came out about this girl that filmed everything when she was a teenager, and in the advertisement makes it seem so intense, saying, I brought a camera with me where I was when I was a teenager. Have any of you guys watched that?
Okay, isn't that crazy that, like, if you videotaped your whole summer, and you were, like, growing up, and you videotaped your whole summer, even if it was the most boring summer... In 50 years, it could be a HBO documentary.
Because they would say
what it was like in the 2020s. And, like, it would be, even if it was the most basic-ass thing, like, somehow they would edit it to make it so, like, artistic and stuff.
And plus, it's fun learning about
and then you would talk about, like,
then.
How you've changed in the last 50 years.
Yeah, and compare it to what people do now when they're in high school.
Oh, my God, that would... Start it now, somebody.
What are you going to get from Dairy Queen?
I'm getting an ice cream cone, but you... We might go to Starbucks, too, because Jacob wanted a Star.
I think I'm going to get something from here, actually.
Okay, should I see how much I'm actually down? But Jacob, you never give him your update.
I know, okay. I just need to pick what I want from Dairy Queen.
So in Doge, I'm down 500. And in Ethereum, I'm down 1,500. So I'm down 2,000 exactly, which, you know, you gotta laugh through the pain.
I'm glad you're being honest, though.
Yeah, you know, the most sad part to me is we started this out, we both were gonna put 100
in. This isn't even, okay, so like, we're telling you our investments, but literally we aren't even comparable at this point. Because I actually followed through with, I'm only gonna put $100 in, but then Lucas actually turned into Warren Buffett, but Warren.
No, I turned into a gambling addict. It started out with, we're gonna put $100 in and see what happens. Next thing you know, I'm $2,000 in the hole? What the hell?
I know.
How did this podcast experiment turn into that? You guys caused this, the listeners, because they pressured me. Literally, no one told me to invest in anything.
Is it because of Jake Paul?
I started learning about investment with Jake Paul.
Oh, like, I just was kidding. Like, if you went on Twitter and you saw him say, go invest in Dogecoin, guys, and for some reason, like, I don't know if he has ever tweeted that, but that'd just be funny if that was actually a reason.
I still have hope, you know? The Reddits I follow and stuff, they say that, like, we're just in a down period, and, like, it's actually a good thing, and it's gonna go back up. 3 times as more, so in 6 months, we'll wait to see what the update is.
I feel like there's always financial crises every once in a while. This isn't a financial crisis, really, but you know how, like, the economy always goes up? It's like that Lil Wayne song, like... Now we're down like the economy, because that song was like in 2008 when the economy went down. But then the economy isn't down, but like.
But the crypto is.
Yeah. I actually want a penis buster buffet.
Really? You're not going to get Starb?
Nah, because I actually want ice cream.
Wait, should I get a peanut butter buffet?
Yeah, I get it.
You convinced me.
How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. You can order whenever you're ready.
Can I have 2 peanut buster parfaits? sorry, can we actually make it only one of those and then a small twist ice cream cone?
No problem. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, can you have a parfait, small twist cone? It's going to be $7.63. Thank you.
Thank you. I, for some reason, just had to change at the last second.
Okay, I understand.
But I never have had a penis buster parfait.
You haven't?
No.
It's so good.
Really?
I actually
it's just basically a sundae, right?
Yeah, it just is so good because I was like, peanuts, chocolate.
I have to say, shout out to these two listeners. I wish, I saw your email, but I can't remember the name, but they said that we inspired them to get, to get pumpkin pie blizzards when those were a thing at Dairy Queen. They said they got them every night. And they also said they became a fan of the song Tall Girl. No, remember Tall Paul? Remember I was talking about the first ever Disney star from like the 50s or something and her song was Tall Paul? Shout out to you guys.
I know. I felt so inspired in that moment just because I can't believe like what I said had some power.
I know. Like maybe they're now going to get a penis buster parfait because you got one.
Yeah, I mean, it is good. Penis buster buffet is what it's at.
It feels like moist in this car.
But I kind of like it.
That's humid.
This weather is so euphoric.
I know, just like Lord vibes. This is how I picture Lord, like her mind is all the time. Not like the new
but she
music.
Is in new Wait, what is the weather like in New Zealand?
I don't really know, but like her new music is like all happy, but I'm thinking of like the old Lord music. Like this is how I picture her like mind to be
pure
like.
Heroin.
Kind of like humid and like rainy.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen.
Okay, bro of the week. Okay, the email, she sent it today. Lauren. Okay, this is what she said. Oh my gosh, awesome. So excited. So I'm Lauren and my photo is below. And if y'all want to shout out my small business, yes, we will. Homemade by Lauren on Etsy. So if you guys want to check out her business,
it's Homemade by Lauren.
Oh, wait, I want to check it out to see what it is before we promote it.
What if it's something, like, horrible?
What if it's, like...
Like, about, like, oh, we should kill every penguin and make suits out of them.
Oh, my gosh, this is outsy. Look at those flower earrings.
Those are cute. Jacob, you have earrings. Get the flower earrings.
I honestly kind of want to. Okay, actually, check it out, guys. Like, there's some cool stuff. Like, I didn't mean actually in a passive-aggressive way. It's cool. This is really cool, Lauren. But yeah, thanks for, I'll say it after.
$7.63. Do you want a lid on the parfait?
No thanks. Opera. You don't want a lid, right?
No, I'm good. But yeah, thanks, Lauren, for joining the Patreon.
Did you show her a photo?
Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, thank you. This is the penis buster buffet.
Have a good one.
Thank you, too. When she handed me back my card, the receipt was blowing in the wind. It's like we're in a tornado. What if we got sucked up?
It kind of reminds me of Wizard of Oz. What if we got sucked up?
I know, in this middle of the podcast, we could title it like, oh my god, a car goes through a tornado, you know?
Hopefully make the money back from the car being torn up.
Oh, yeah.
Even though. Okay.
I'm just going to park for a bit.
I'm not zooming. I'm not showing it up close because from far back, it won't stay focused. This is Lauren.
Oh my god, Queen! She's sitting on a ledge.
I know, I like the photography. Yeah, so if you want to join the Patreon, it's lucasjacob.com. And yeah, thanks for joining, and you can be Bro of the Week and win the sweepstakes.
Yeah, go you for starting at Etsy, though, and the stuff was cool, so congrats and check it out, everyone.
Yep. So what were we talking about before? Because I wanted to continue on that.
Oh, we're talking about how I lost all my money in investments.
My Robinhood.
Oh, yeah. You haven't told us. What is the update? The people want to know.
I made $100,000.
Wait. The title of the pod? Jacob made $100,000.
I'm rich now. Okay. Oh, wait. Why am I going on TikTok?
I just bit into an ice cream cone.
So I invested $100 and now it's up. $102.26.
So you made $2.26.
Over probably like 2 months? I could have quit everything.
Which, you know, that's how the actual stock market is. It's gradual. You know, you don't gamble like me and lose everything.
The thing about it, I feel like what I've realized is that if you really want to make money in the stock market, you need to, like, save money. Like, you'd have to, like, save, like, obviously I made $2, but you'd have to save, like, $10,000 and then invest in what you actually, like, really think.
If you put $100,000 in, you would have made $2,000.
I know.
But still, like, with $100,000, I feel like that's not a lot.
Yeah, like, I feel like I didn't, because I feel like if I put $100,000 in, I feel like I would want to make more than that.
I know. I'd be like, I'm risking $100,000 because, like, it's not like, oh, it sits there and it's all peaceful. It's like, it could go down.
I know. It isn't like a savings account. It's more. Yeah. So I did, if you guys didn't watch the other podcast episode, I invested in Berkshire Hathaway, Google, Sony, and Amazon. And Amazon is down today, but the rest are up. I mean, I'm glad with the $2. I feel like if I keep, I mean, I probably won't ever take it out. So I feel like it would just keep growing. Probably not that crazy, but.
People just pulled up next to us and they're also eating ice cream.
Oh, this is the moment.
Oh my god, I think they're on a date.
Okay, so today's show.
On a date on a reading night.
So this is the Peanuts Buster Buffet. It's vanilla ice cream, peanuts, chocolate, and a spoon.
Should we interview the people next to us? Say, do you want to get in the back? We can always hang out.
I wish I had that bravery.
Never. I would never because I know, like, even if I was like, oh, I really want to talk to them, like, that is so awkward to put them in that situation. Hey, we're on a podcast right now, want to join us? And they're like, feel so awkward. And they're like, no, I don't. Because literally nobody would want to join. If you just randomly ask someone.
A certain people, I feel like, would want to join.
They would get in the back of a stranger's car. And we could be like, oh, you're kidnapped.
But
kidnap prank?
People would be so mad because it's like, you'd actually think you're going to get kidnapped.
Oh, didn't Sam Pepper do that? Sorry for the pauses, guys. I'm licking my ice cream and he's eating his. I do feel insecure about, like, eating an ice cream cone.
No.
I feel like I'm doing it in a weird way and, like, you know what I mean? Like, I bit into it and I have to keep being like, oh, I bit into it.
Because, no.
Like, people are going to judge my technique of eating an ice cream cone. I know it.
I don't know what it is, but part of me still wanted to get Starbucks. Because for a moment, I actually wanted Starbucks. But then I was like, for some reason, I don't want to get Dairy Queen because I feel like people are going to judge the way I eat ice cream. Like, even, it's so annoying. It's like, why do I give a fuck what if for some reason did think, you're disgusting how you eat ice cream, why do I care? Like, because I wouldn't care if I saw the comment, but just thinking about it annoys me.
Oh, yeah. The stress of being a mukbanger.
Yeah. But yeah. What you were talking about, how if we invited those people next to our car. So, a couple years back, I did a few videos where I interviewed people on the street. I thought about it the other day, and I don't know if I'm brave enough to do that anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't know if I am.
Were you, like, really nervous when you did it?
I could do it. It just would be a different type of vibe than it used
to be. I've done those before, too, where, I've gone to, like, Hollywood Boulevard, because that's, like, the one, it's, like, so many tourists are there, and, like, they might be, like, down to be on camera, because they're on vacation, and they're, like, oh my god, like, is this a Tonight Show? But really, it's just, like, a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
But, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, but I feel like when you do those types of videos, you just go into this mode where, like, you just don't give a single shit. You know what I mean? Like, you just get used to it. Because when you film those types of videos where you ask people stuff in public, 9 times out of 10, people just say no. Like, you say, do you want to be in the video? And they say, no, I'm good. So then you just get so used to being rejected that you don't have any, you're not embarrassed at all about anything.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'd be able to do it if I put on a wig. There's so much power in making another persona. So I feel like I could even do it if before I did it, I said, I'm not Jacob. I'm Jacob 2.0.
Oh, yeah. And even if, like, just put lipstick on.
Yeah, because it feels like it's not actually you. So it's for sure actually called something I'm searching in psychology. But it feels like you're, like, someone else for a moment, as weird as that sounds.
Oh, yeah, I get you. Do you want to know what they're eating?
Yeah,
I'm stretching. Okay, I'm stretching my back. Okay, she has, like, a big bowl thing. What is that? It's like a bowl.
Should I look?
No, you should look, but sure, stretch.
I can't. I feel so awkward because I just looked at them.
Were they looking at you? They weren't looking at me when I looked at them.
No, but just awkward.
But look at the bowl. You have to see it now. I don't know if I'm imagining it. I don't know if I looked at it wrong, but, like, it looks like a sundae, but a bowl. Like, what is this new item?
They just left.
Wait. They were mid-eating. They got that creeped out by, like, the camera and everything. They're like, what is going on?
It's for sure because of the camera. No, they were mid-eating, so they would have stayed here.
Oh, maybe the guy who was driving, because we were talking about the passenger. maybe the driver like ate faster and he was done, you know? I want to know, what the hell was that bowl thing?
I think it was a waffle bowl.
But it was like plastic, I think.
This isn't sponsored by Dairy Queen, but we can do a few Dairy Queen story times. Story time number one. We call it PLE, but I don't know if it's actually called that. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I don't know. It's some Catholic thing.
It was on Wednesday. It was like Catholic after school, at like after dinner. And every time after that, our mom would pick us up and we'd get Dairy Queen. So I feel like Dairy Queen is sentimental to me.
It also reminds me of water parks.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Just growing up, whenever we went to the town, like water park, like we'd always go to Dairy Queen after. Okay, let's try to look at the next people and see if they'll leave if I look at them. I never knew I had the vibe where, like, if I look at people, they drive away. But now I know.
Like, I think it's someone... She's on, like, her phone. I don't know.
I can't tell. Her windows are tinted, so it's kind of mysterious. But, like, the type of tinted where you can still see an outline. You know? Wait. I just realized my windows are kind of tinted, so they wouldn't have even seen us.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't. Oh.
Yeah. We made that all up in our heads.
But maybe it's got a bad vibe, though.
Yeah, this could, like, sense the energy. That is weird how, like, people can, like, tell when someone's looking at them. Like, what is, like, the scientific reasoning that, like, they don't know yet? Like, that we have some sort of, like, some center in our brain or something where, like, we can sense when someone's looking at us. Has that already been explained scientifically?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Like, what were you gonna say?
The weirdest one... recently, it was a couple of days ago.
I'm thinking. Was I there?
Yeah, and so I didn't put it in the video, but we were filming a video. And we just randomly, we just both started talking about this guy for half a second. Just said, oh my gosh, look at that guy. I don't know what we were saying.
And he was like far in front of us. Like he'd have to turn around almost completely to even get a glance at us.
And our windows were closed going through the drive-thru. And literally, it felt so soon. He just looked back at us for a second.
I know, once we mentioned him, within 2 seconds. Like, how do people know this?
And, like, he for sure looked back. Like, whether he knew that we were talking about him or not, he looked back at us. So it's, like, so... It's like a... I don't know, it's creepy.
And you even... You guys have all experienced this, where you're looking at someone, even just in, I don't know, in class, and it at the store. Like, you're just... You're not even being a creep. But you know, sometimes you just stare at people. You know what I mean? Like, not even a creepy way. You're just like, you might be daydreaming looking at them or something like that. Like, you don't even realize you're looking at them, but then they look at you. Like, how do they know?
I know I don't get it.
It's like that classic song.
What?
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Oh, the Michael Jackson song?
Is that Michael Jackson?
I think so. Let me find out.
Well, the ice cream cone was amazing.
Always feel like.
Let me see if there's any good emails. You guys always provide us with the emails.
Oh!
Looking through my emails, I was invited to be on a PR list today. Urban Decay makeup.
Are you gonna join it?
No, I'm not, because I would have no use for it, but I felt really cool that I watched so many vloggers and they're like, here's my PR, and like they get so much PR. Packages. Somebody wanted to give me a PR package. Yep. I'm part of Urban Decay's PR list. This next up, one. Kylie Cosmetics. And don't you get like kicked
if
off
only
PR
you
list?
Makeup. If you wore makeup, you'd be like, ballin'.
Oh yeah. Why do these YouTubers even want to get on the PR list? Is it because you get it early or something? Because like, for example, I remember one time like one of these makeup people was in drama. They were in drama. And then it was like, they were kicked off the Kylie Cosmetics PR list, but it's like, they could just buy it themselves, so why would it matter?
Oh, isn't this because you get it, like, if it's getting released on the Friday, you would get it on, like, a Wednesday?
Yeah, so you can do a video about it. Maybe I will turn into a makeup channel and review the new Urban Decay launch.
Oh, yeah. You could.
Wait, what am I on? What the hell? I'm trying to find emails and it's all effed up.
I can't talk when I'm eating, you know?
Don't worry. My qualms? Oh, somebody said they have a bone to pick with us. They said, I've been listening to the podcast for a year and a half, and it's starting to cause me problems. Earlier this week at work, I accidentally called my boss, Boo, after he asked me to sweep the bathrooms. It was so awkward because he's from Italy, so there's already a language barrier. And I think my boss, my other boss, which is his wife, thinks I'm trying to steal her man. Because, like, you know, boo could also mean, like, my boo. Like, there's songs about, like, that meaning, like, lover or something.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah. Also, I say what the F constantly. Okay, I know we say boo a lot. Like, people always say, you guys always saying boo. Like, hey, like, instead of saying, like, come on, bitch, we're like, come on, boo. But also, what the F? Do we say that a lot? That's one of the ones I didn't know.
I kind of understand it.
I mean, she claims that now she picked up what the F, she cannot stop. So I literally didn't even know it was from the podcast until I listened to last week's episode and realized it's because of you hoes. So thanks a lot. Also, I want to take this moment to request that there be more discussion about Regina the Bird on the pod. There is one episode where you guys talk about how your bird, Regina, used to always F your other family bird on Christmas morning, and I've never laughed harder in my life. I cannot find the episode where you guys talked about it. I'm pretty sure that was on some episode with our mom, I think.
Yeah.
But we did used to have a cockatiel named Armani. She was a girl. She laid eggs that weren't fertilized, though. I guess birds just lay eggs no matter what. But then we got another bird, Regina, who is just a complete dick. We never knew the gender until he started effing Armani all the time. And yeah, that was a thing where, like, we would just be, like, watching TV and then we'd hear birds squawking. I'm assuming bird pleasure noises. I'm just gonna assume.
Moaning.
Yeah, there was bird, like, effing noises. And you would look over and they would just be going at it. And it was very sensual.
And when the birds died, or one of the birds died, which was the end?
Wait, which one died first? No, one of them might still be alive, because our parents gave it away because they moved to California, so they gave it to this bird lover, and he, like, loves it. Because birds live so long.
Because I'm thinking about our mom told us that one of our friends got a bird, and, like, it lives for, like, so many years.
Like, 40 or something. That's just gross.
Something about it creeps me out.
I know. Like, the fact that Regina's still out there.
You know, it's crazy that you would grow up with it.
I know.
Like, because with dogs and cats, like, they would die after, like, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, 10 years, whatever.
But Regina's the one who's still alive, right? Or was it because Armani died, right?
I think Regina's still alive. Could be still alive, and Armani did die.
Oh, okay. Wait, so Armani low-key lived a short life.
Because when...
We got Armani at Earl May, like, we only had her for, like, 5 years then. They're supposed to live so long. What did we do wrong? What did our parents do wrong? We weren't the owners, so don't come for us. The cockatiel community?
Maybe letting them have too much sex.
Wow.
That could be it.
But thanks for your email. Pathological liar drama. Oh, this sounds fun. I love hearing about people's, like... I don't know if the emailer's a pathological liar, if she's gonna, like, vent about someone who's a pathological liar.
I know, I'm excited to hear.
Okay. Hey, Lucas and Jacob.
Hey.
Love the pod. I'd love to hear your take on my situation. So way back before COVID, I met this girl at work. We hung out, like, 2 times out of work. She started telling everyone we were best friends. But, oh wait, the car's unlocked. Had to make sure, because, like, we could have gotten kidnapped live on camera.
Oh, yeah.
But I quickly noticed she was a pathological liar. Fun!
That's fun and cute.
She said she has a friend that's a K-pop star. When she said one of her friends is a K-pop star. That, I love if you're going to be a pathological liar, I do like when you take it to that level.
Yeah, because in most scenarios, that's so unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like, do you even live in Korea? Because I don't know if you have a K-pop star friend in, like, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But anyway, she said the K-pop star taught them how to dance. Wait, her family has Britney Spears at their house she claimed that her family has Britney Spears over occasionally. At their house. Come on. By the way, free Britney side note.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole
thing
to talk about.
Why, we haven't even mentioned that. But, oh, she said she sells feet pics, even though I know she doesn't. She has a friend in Japan that's waiting for her to move in with them. Anyway, just long story short, she has so many lies that she's constantly telling. Once she even told a coworker a story about her and I that never happened. Right in front of me. I was like, oh my god, this girl is straight up lying. That's so awkward. Like, so she's so much of a pathological liar, she even just lied in front of someone who was involved in the situation.
I know, it's like, what would have happened if you would have... called them out.
And this reminds me of Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen starring Lindsay Lohan, because she's a pathological liar in that movie.
Wait, so have you ever met someone that's this much of a pathological liar?
Okay, the camera turned off. Now it's back on.
Wait, you asked me what, if I've ever met anyone who's that much of a pathological liar? I don't think I have, like, never to this level.
Yeah, that's intense.
I did have this, there is this, I'm not even gonna get into the story.
Because when I think, oh,
I'll save that for the Patreon. Just kidding, I'm not gonna tell
the
story.
Only ones I can think of is, like, random people in school kind of got the vibe. But yeah. I wasn't ever, like, I never actually knew them, so who knows.
Shit, I was like, oh my god, this just reminds. So anyway, this lying coworker tells me she's getting married. I didn't believe it like everything else, but I went along with it congratulating her. She then asked me to be her bridesmaid. And I'm like, sure, because I figured it was all a lie anyway.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward to now, and it's actually happening. She's making reservations, dress fittings, group chats, everything. Keep in mind, we haven't even kept in touch since I left that job when quarantine first started. We've talked maybe 5 times since then, and to this day, she still calls me her best friend. I have really bad social anxiety and don't do well with people I don't know well, and she's made me bridesmaid dress reservations with her other bridesmaids, and I'm getting anxious just thinking about it, lol. Help me come up with something I can tell this girl.
That
oh my god.
Sucks. Like, I can't... That's like, it's actually real?
Well, luckily, you're just a bride, like, not just a bridesmaid, but you're not, like, the maid of honor.
Oh, yeah, that would be a whole nother
thing. Can't you just back out of it? Like, can't you just say, like, oh, like, just make up, who cares, she's lied to your whole friendship, just make up a lie.
That's true, like, you could always say you're busy that day.
You had to say, when's the wedding again, and be like, oh, I'm, like, gone that whole month.
And then you can still, since it's real, you can still get her, like, a gift.
Oh, yeah, or even, yeah. Or just don't.
Yeah, I guess either or.
I mean, you just say, like, I'm so sorry, like, I wish you the best, but yeah, I'll get you a gift, but I'm gonna be out of town for, like, the next year. What's she gonna say to that?
Yeah, you can't really... I mean, she might be mad, but she can't do anything.
Yeah, because if
it.
You genuinely don't even want to be a part of this wedding, what's the point of just going through all these motions of things you don't even want
to
do?
I know, like, there's so many things that you have to do if you're a bridesmaid.
Yeah,
like,
it was
go
just...
to fittings. Like,
yeah.
You have to kind of help set up the wedding.
Because if it was just going to the wedding, it's like, oh, maybe it'll be a funny story, but having to go to get all this shit, just back out. Remember that she lied to you all these times, so it's your turn. You're going to be out of town for the next 5 years.
Even though they walk together?
Oh, yeah. Can I hit the road again?
Yeah. Let's hit the road. It's starting. The rain stopped completely. It's kind of... It's like, you know, the happiness is back again.
Oh, yeah. The storm has passed. It's starting to get sunny. Where should we drive to?
Let's go that way. Take a left.
Ooh, to the country.
Yep, yep, yep. Oh, yeah, we should drive in the country.
Country girl.
Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
If there's a Starbucks literally right there.
Oh, I shouldn't be singing that. Oh, I didn't even know there was a Starbucks right over there. Hopefully that doesn't get me copyrighted singing that song.
Oh, yeah, because it probably sounded so much like the original, so they'll pick up on it.
I know. That's the crazy thing.
Okay, we're back on the open road, guys. The road trip has continued. Thanks for tagging along.
So, we did investments. Oh, should we do a road trip game?
I'm down.
Okay, so there's that classic road trip game where we start with A, and the whoever can't name something that starts with A.
Oh, yeah. Loses. You go down the alphabet and you have to say something, but usually you have a topic, so it makes it
easier,
harder.
Oh, wait, how about instead of doing the alphabet one, we only do one letter? You have a can't name a word that starts with that letter.
Really?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Is that one?
Yeah, so we do B, and then whoever can't name a word that starts with B loses.
Should it be any word, or should we have a topic?
No, just any word. Because
Let's try that first, and then we'll do the alphabet one with a topic.
Okay, and you just can't repeat anything.
I'm down.
Okay, let's do
P. I feel like there's B?
No, P.
Okay, I feel like there's so many.
The rules are you can't say names, and you can't say businesses.
Yeah.
No names or businesses.
No proper nouns.
Okay. You can go first.
Penis.
Pineapple.
Picnic.
Puny.
Pediatric.
Pine.
Pond.
Poodle.
Pilly. Shit, did I already lose? Is Pilly a word?
No, you get one more chance.
Wait, are we doing the Say Anything Challenge? Mamrie Hart?
Wait, is that what this is? What is the Say Anything Challenge?
I forgot. I think it was just literally you say anything. I don't even think that one even... That one didn't even have letters, I don't think. I think it was literally just you say anything and eventually someone won't know what to say.
And then how do you...
And then you get a tape on your face.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The classic 2014.
Wait, so you said Pilsy?
Yeah, that's not a word I lost.
Okay.
I was trying to say, like, pickle, but then I ruined it. Okay, should you do the alphabet one and the topic can be...
School supplies? Anything school.
Anything to do with school, because school supplies might be too hard.
Anything to do with school.
Okay, I guess I'll start apple. Because, you know, like, the teacher.
And, like, banana. No, because the reason why I let banana slide is because school lunch.
Oh, yeah, and snacks. My first C, I'm going to do cardboard.
My D is going to be dick, because everyone, there's a majority of people in school that have dicks.
Oh, true. For E... Envelopes. There's so many at schools.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
We need a chart to follow.
F will be for...
You only get 5 seconds. Three, two.
Finding. One. Last and found.
Wait, what's this car doing?
I was going to say last and found, but that doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, that's an L, so you're out. You're out.
Well, you have to name the next one, then, and that's how you actually win.
So, G, grandma, because some of the teachers are grandmas.
We're going to let that slide, then I could have said something for D.
No, wait, what you already said dick.
No, what was I on for? What was I on F?
Yeah.
I was going to say fuck, because a bunch of kids say of the F word.
Oh, yeah, some of the teachers might be effing.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say that, though.
So you can make anything go through, though.
Well, a lot of teachers are grandmas.
That's true. That's true. Should we try one again, but with another...
All right, what should we do now? How about something to do with, like, YouTube? You know what I mean? Stick with our genre.
Okay.
Let's... Can we start with A?
Okay. Analytics.
Oh, getting technical. B would be beta, because they always, like, have these features that are, like, in beta.
C would be for... checks. There's this thing when you upload a YouTube video, YouTube checks it.
I thought you were gonna say like money, like we're always getting checks.
Oh wait, well I guess yeah, because monetization, but I meant checks like when you...
D is gonna be diagram, because in the analytics there is diagrams.
Okay. E is gonna be...
Five. Four.
Wait,
three,
you can't say...
Two,
that just makes it
one.
Stressful though.
But unfortunately there's a time limit.
How about let's do it a little bit longer? I want to finish the alphabet.
Okay, you just can't take too long.
Well, okay, but I can't literally can't think of anything.
Well, then you lost.
No, I can't with it.
Then you lost.
Mine is going to be Ethereum, however you say that, crypto thing. Because there's a lot of YouTubers that talked about crypto.
Oh, true. Okay, F would be finding. Because, like, you go to use the search bar to find things.
Okay, G would be for... Gina... a gynecologist. There's probably a YouTuber gynecologist.
That's right? So true. You can literally say anything because there's YouTubers about it.
Yeah.
Well, H is going to be hygiene because there's hygiene videos like how to be hygienic.
A, B, C, D, E, O, G, H, I. I is going to be... I think this actually might be when I lose. The only thing that came to my mind was igloo, but that's stretching it, if I'm being honest.
Well, there probably is an igloo video. We're passing a graveyard. What's that Halsey song? Graveyard.
Oh, yeah, you would have stayed with me to the graveyard.
Why do people hold their breath when they pass graveyards?
You don't want, like, ghosts to go?
Yeah, do they think the ghost is going to enter their body?
It gave me such bad vibes. On the edge of the cemetery, it says 25% off burial ground. I don't know.
What?
But it just... That grosses me out how they have a discount for...
Wait, what?
I've always heard that funerals are so expensive.
Oh, yeah, because aren't caskets, like, low-key so expensive? Because, like, they want to guilt you being like, wait, you want to cheap out on where your mom's going to be buried? You know
no,
I mean?
But I'm the type, but don't ever spend time. Like, I think they cost, like
thousands.
G's, like thousands.
I know, it is in the G's.
But it's like,
really, it's
what?
It's like, why does it matter?
You're dead.
But
like
also,
in my opinion, it sounds dumb.
I just will never understand how, like, in our town, for example, even in L.A., like, there isn't that many graveyards. So, like, where do all these people go?
Do you think, I feel like, over time, more and more people are getting cremated.
Yeah, or like, yeah, there isn't gonna be enough room, unfortunately.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, like, it ain't gonna work.
Yeah, it's like, you're gonna have to start turning people into diamonds and stuff.
Yeah.
Scattering them across the ocean.
What is it called when you dig up a dead body?
Wait, there's a word for it?
Well, isn't there a thing when you dig up a dead body and you have to have sex with it? Because I was gonna Google how often that happens.
Oh, yeah. Why do people always used to talk about that?
Because I just had a flashback to one of our old podcasts. I thought I said something like, oh, I'm assuming that kind of happens. But I wonder, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I remember we got so many comments because you said that you think that happens, like you thought it was common or something.
Yeah, but what would that be called?
Honestly, I don't know. The only reason I think everyone has heard of it because of that weird-ass urban legend. Where people say, oh, there was a girl, she went on vacation, hooked up with a guy, and then she got this weird STD and went to the doctor, and they said the only way you could get that STD is if the person you had sex with a dead person.
Okay, do you know what's funny? Urban legends go foul. Because when I was a junior in high school or a sophomore, one of my friends, we were at lunch and told the whole entire table that, and all of us were like, what? Because she told us that someone on Snapchat told her that or something.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
literally all didn't know it was an urban legend.
Yeah, I think the first time I heard it too, like someone made it sound like it was their friend who it happened to or something.
Yeah, some urban legends are creepy, like,
But like, does that have any truth to it? Is there an STD that happens if you have literal intercourse with dead people? I'm just assuming that isn't real.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's literally just made up because some person has thought it was funny. Like, what if you had an STD from having sex with dead people?
Yeah, it's a good urban legend. I mean, obviously they did good at creating that urban legend because it's how many people have heard that. It really spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
Is this car gonna pass me?
There's another urban legend about this couple that went to Las Vegas and there was a body under the bed.
Oh, that's the classic one too.
That one used to always scare me.
Someone's in a hotel room and they start smelling something weird. Body under bed.
Yeah, but I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but most hotels have a thing under the bed now.
I know. I remember I always would look under the bed. I actually don't anymore, but I always, when I first heard that story, I always would look under the bed.
Even at the house, sometimes I do. Like, where I sleep. I'm just like,
In case, like, someone else in the house, like, casually put a dead body under the
bed. Yeah, let's just check, you know? I probably said this on the podcast, but I've never had a ghost encounter. Like, the reason why I find that so fascinating is because it seems like so many people, when you ask them that, they have one.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't either. Thank God. I'm one of those people who, like, I don't want to.
Yeah, it sounds interesting, but I mean, it just sounds so...
Yeah, I for sure don't want to, but, like, most time people have a ghost encounter, isn't it? Like, someone touched my foot when I was sleeping. It's like, oh, you could have just been, like, in a dream.
But I'm just thinking about... Okay, so I watched Hot Ones today with Olivia Rodrigo. And the person asked her... have you ever had a ghost encounter? And she said that her mom told her that her mom did, and she said that she was walking upstairs and she saw a man, but then, like, he just was a ghost. But like, so that one seemed realistic, but obviously there's so many ghost stories that don't seem realistic. No,
oh, yeah.
No, that one didn't seem realistic. I'm not saying but just was like, oh, it sounds so realistic. I mean, that one isn't like a sound.
Yeah, like, that actually seeing, it's like,
if it did happen, that's like actually crazy.
But I feel like my mind goes to like, well, there was an intruder in your house. Like, you should have called the cops.
Oh, yeah, but I guess I feel like if I did see a ghost, I feel like if I was going to see a ghost, I feel like I would know it's a ghost rather than a human.
I just literally thought of the best hack. If you're a robber, pretend to be a ghost. You're robbing someone's house. They walk out, say, I'm your uncle. And like, I'm your great, great uncle. I just wanted to come down and say hi to you. Like, and then like, you know what I mean?
I feel like in the middle of the night,
people would know it's not a ghost. Also, I've never been to this part of town.
I haven't either. Oh, a psychic.
Where are we? Psychics are always fun. We're in a parallel universe. I know it.
This weather reminds me of a parallel universe.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at billboards is so funny. There's this one billboard in our town that is so funny, like that one. Look at the ghost face.
Oh, she's so excited to be getting engaged. It's the engagement ring superstore, and I'm pretty sure I've heard the commercials for it, and they say the store is like the size of 2 football fields.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
It's like, that is overwhelming. If I'm trying to propose to someone and I have to look through that many rings, that is too much choice.
Yeah, that's insane.
Are you gonna look? That would take days.
Do how many, you?
Also, don't all rings look the same? It's basically a band with a little diamond.
Yeah, you know? Isn't the only thing, like, maybe a little bit bigger or something?
Yeah, it's like, or, like, shape.
But, well, I think I know the answer to this, but, like, okay, you know how those songs, a diamond's our girl's best friend, let's erase girl, and let's just see, do you all like the songs that's, like, diamonds last forever, like that James Bond song? Do you like diamonds? I'm assuming it's no, right? Or, like, because
I don't own any diamonds, but it'd be cool to have one.
Oh, yeah, like, what I was trying to get at was I just can't, like, I can't picture someone actually being obsessed with diamonds, but I guess so many people are obsessed with, like, luxury goods, and it's kind of in the same
way. I honestly I want to buy a diamond, but, like, if someone gave me a diamond, I'd be like, oh, it's fucking cool. Or if, like, someone was like, do you want this diamond? I'd be like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, like, having a diamond, like, necklace, that'd be so funny wearing that in all the videos. Like, it's, like, studded.
Diamond earrings, too.
But, yeah, no, to be honest, I don't. Like, I don't know.
Let me know if any of you guys are, like, actually like those songs. Because
is it diamonds?
You guys actually like, is anyone like
but,
those
like,
songs?
Diamonds, are that, is that even a thing? Like, I know obviously diamonds are a thing, but, like, you know all these people when they go and buy, like, something bougie, they buy, like, a Gucci bag or something. Like, does anyone go and buy a diamond? I feel like that's not a thing.
Well, I think, okay, I might be wrong with this, but I think if you bought, like, a diamond ring, it'd be way more expensive than a Gucci bag. Because wouldn't a diamond ring be,
are
like...
Are diamonds, like, reserved for marriage?
Well, because I know that people get diamond earrings and stuff, but don't they always cost so much?
Oh, yeah. I think you can get them at Costco, though.
But those are... Wait. So I don't get it, because whenever I think of diamonds, diamond-like necklace, I think of someone buying it for, like, $100,000 or something.
Yeah, also, like, how are there even enough diamonds?
Well, I actually don't even know if this is a thing, but what if, like, there's so many diamonds, but, like, one person owns it all? So they just act
like
it's
real.
Like, you
have to, like, go in caves to find them?
But what if, like, they already are found and someone, like, just acts like they're crazy real?
Oh, yeah, that
isn't what's up, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they have, like, an unlimited supply and know how to make them.
Yeah.
They aren't even, like, naturally occurring.
Nah, they're from the earth. Do you know your birthstone?
No, I actually don't.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Is that, like, kind of a horoscope?
Isn't it just, like, your birth? Like, wait, is it based? Like, is it the same time as your astrology?
Honestly, don't know.
I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna go into an email. Scaly Scream. Hey guys, I just wanted to say I love the podcast. Listen to it every day at work to get me through the day. But I thought y'all might find this interesting. I'm also still just kind of freaked out about it, because I don't know what the F it was. Last night at around 2:30 a.m., I came home from hanging out with friends. Oh my gosh, late. And before I got out, I heard this loud ass scream that sounded like I was coming, like it was coming from the house next door. When I say I was close to tears, I'm not even joking. I took a video to send to my friends in case I literally died and caught the sound. Obviously, I ended up being okay, but I still don't know what it was, and I'm still shaking the next morning about it. I've been sent videos of foxes screaming and effing because my friends thought it sounded similar. But to me, this sounded so much more growlier than that. And she sent a video.
Oh my god, I'm scared to hear this.
So, like, I would be so scared too.
I know. Wait, coyotes, when they bang, they make a certain noise?
Okay, let's listen.
I think I'm just gonna have to make a run for it, besties. If I don't answer...
Is it up all the way?
In the next 5 minutes, just know that I love you. And I'm sorry it had to end like this.
Sis.
I'm literally gonna fucking die.
What?
It sounded like a sync running, but times 100.
Okay, you might have, like, opened up the gates of hell in your backyard.
That's so creepy.
Oh my god, now I kind of want to hear coyotes, like, screaming sound effect.
Oh, right, so...
Yeah, I want to know, like, just, I need to know now.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending that email, though. I'm glad you exposed us to that terrifying noise. Why are there a bunch of hot tubs upside down on the side of the road? There's a hot tub store in the back of this parking lot?
Is there, like, going to be a hot tub show this weekend?
Yeah, I need to get, like, what is this? There's a hot tub show. Yeah, there's just a bunch of hot tubs laid out. There's no one there. No one's there looking at them. I'm going to steal a hot tub tonight.
That's what I was going to say. Couldn't you just steal one?
Okay. If you live near us, I'm not even gonna tell you where, but go steal a hot tub.
Okay.
Just investigate.
Okay, those coyotes look scary.
No, they actually do.
Okay. Let's watch these coyotes scream. I've never heard of a coyote. Oh, listen, I mean. I've never even listened to a coyote scream before. Oh, it's like an owl?
It sounds like a siren.
Oh, though. Wait, this is them howling. I can't find one of them.
That still sounds so scary to me, though. That doesn't sound scary to you?
Oh, yeah. Like, it reminds me of, like, a ritual. Wait, is that as weird as that sounds.
I know. Like, what the?
Yeah, they have a stop sign. Some weird ass ritual thing. Okay, let's get into another email. Oh, this one's about condoms in the trash. Is my man cheating?
Oh, the tea. Okay. Okay. Spill.
They've been together for 6 months. My friends don't like my guy.
Oh, that's always a good sign.
Lately, they've been trying to convince me he's cheating based on some stories I've told them. But I honestly think there's nothing to worry about. If they knew my man like I do, they know he's not capable of that. Situation one. So this is basically the cheating files on the brochure.
There's more than one situation and she thinks everything's fine?
This is, okay. Let's see, the condom bin story. I went away for a week to see my family, and when I got back, my man wasn't home. I love my man. It reminds me of, oh no, I like it. It's funny. I saw in the bathroom waste bin 3 clearly used condoms. I counted. I'm not stupid, so I confronted him. He said I use them to jack off to avoid the mess. It's just easier. I do. Yeah, and then she said, I do believe him because I'm not a man, and he seemed embarrassed. Situation 2.
I'm probably embarrassed because he effing cheated.
And situation 2, the red panties. A month ago, we moved into a new place together. A week after moving in, I found a red pair of women's underwear behind our headboard. They weren't mine. Of course, I was furious at first. He told me he had nothing to do with it, and they must have been left by the previous tenant. the apartment didn't
what?
Come.
I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm just laughing at, like, what? His explanations?
Now, the third situation. The text from Bob. I'm just laughing about the name Bob. In the past few weeks, my man has been getting his phone blown up by his work friend Bob. Bob often sends him "Howts" and "I miss you" texts, which my friends find suspicious, but I don't. It's sweet. He has such a guy's he has a close guy friend. Yeah, so then basically she went into, like, why would he like, put that much effort into, like, changing, because it could be, like, a goal, and then changing the name to Bob and stuff.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I assumed, oh, maybe he's bisexual or something.
My friends are convinced they don't know what I do. They don't know our love like I do. They don't understand our connection, but I also don't want to be naive.
Oh, well, just from the, your friends don't like him. I mean, if you actually trust these friends and you were friends with them way before the guy, like, it's always just a bad sign if, like, all of your friends don't like someone you're dating, you know?
Personally, I don't believe the condom story.
Yeah, it's a, I'm just gonna say it, to I just save don't believe a mess? It. That isn't a thing. And he said he was embarrassed, yeah, because he got caught. And then the underwear behind the headboard, it was left there from someone before? That just isn't a thing.
Yeah, because the condom story just, to me, sounds like a lie. But what? I don't know, everyone.
So, I think...
And the red panties is also, like, how would the previous tenant leave it behind?
Yeah, and if you walked into a room, before you set up your bed, you would get rid of underwear on the floor. If you moved in somewhere. Like, if you moved into a new apartment and there was underwear on the floor, you wouldn't just, I'm gonna set up my bed, and just who cares? You would be like, ew, I'm gonna throw this away.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, from the evidence, it seems like something might be going on. But maybe you should just have an open relationship, because she seems weirdly okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna say he's cheating. I'm just weirded out by it.
I'm just gonna say it's very suspicious. Be weary.
It's sus.
It's very sus, and maybe you and your friend should spy on him or something. Do some sort of detective work.
Put like a mini camera in the side of the apartment or something like
that. Or find out this guy's phone number, who he's been texting. Because, you know, you said they think they switched a name and made it a boy's name when it's a girl. Find the number. Have one of your friends call off their phone and see if a girl picks up.
Oh.
Then you'll know that he's lying. And if he's lying about that, he's probably lying about everything. And I hate to be the one to tell you, but...
That actually would be a good hack if you actually wanted to know.
Yeah. Call and be like, hey, is... And just hear, like, their voice sounds like, and just guess on context.
If it was, like, a Wendy Williams on a question segment. Like, because this is probably one of, like, the most serious emails that we get. And whenever she does these questions during our shows, they're always, like, most of them are serious. Like, is my man cheating on me if he does this?
Oh, yeah. I've always wondered if those are fake on Wendy.
For some reason, I kind of get the vibe that some of them are.
Because, like, if I visit New York and I'm in the audience, like, I'm going to come up with something so I can ask her.
Oh, I feel like... Oh, I kind of feel like the producers might tell them to ask these specific questions. Oh,
that'd
questions.
Be fun, though. Like, I'd be so down as an audience member. Like, oh, y'all pretend and, like, have Wendy give me advice.
They probably wouldn't let you do it, though, because you're on YouTube.
But, like, you never know. They might not know that.
Okay, let's see what the other emails are. We have a few more. My coworker Aquinas, have we done this one?
No.
Okay. You want to read it?
Y'all read it. Hi, Lucas and Jacob. I love how we're just getting into so much listener drama today. Thanks for sending in your emails,
For some
guys.
Reason, it feels like I'm involved at this point.
I know, like, yeah, there's so much drama in our lives right now. So I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I work at a restaurant. I'm the hostess. So lately things have been a bit awkward with my coworker, who's a busboy. It all started when he gave me these little gifts that I didn't realize meant something. He gave me some candy, then a leftover cupcake, and last week he gave me chocolates and flowers. I definitely am not attracted to him. I don't even consider us friends or close at all. He's just someone I work with. He asked for my Insta and I gave it to him, but never accepted his follow request. So when he gave me the gifts, he kept on DMing me asking how I was. And I came up with a harmless little lie saying I was already seeing someone. Now the whole people in the back of the kitchen at the restaurant hate me. Because they are friends with him. I wouldn't be surprised if they spit in my food. Anyways, now it's really awkward with him, and he still tries to flirt with me, even though I made it clear we're just friends. I don't think he can take a hint.
So she just wants to be friends, but the coworkers are mad at
her? She doesn't even view them as friends. She just views them like, oh, he's a coworker. Like, we aren't even friends, but, like, now they're all mad at her because she already has a boyfriend.
But I don't get why they'd be mad.
Because they're just like, oh my god, you're like, he liked you. It's like, it sounds so annoying, the whole situation.
Yeah, like, obviously, like, I can for sure see this happening.
Yeah, that sounds so annoying.
People are just annoying like that, but...
Yeah, and it sucks that he's already friends with everyone, and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, what even is the solution? I guess just keep telling him, like, I'm not into you. And if he actually makes it uncomfortable, just be like, what the hell? Like, switch jobs or something.
I actually just don't want to date you.
Yeah, work somewhere else.
What is it called when you're just friends with someone? Platonic?
Yeah.
I'm just in a platonic.
That's so awkward. It's like, boo. Take a hint. I didn't even accept your follow request. Read between the lines.
I know.
Sometimes you really gotta spell it out for people.
Yeah, it's like this. Read between the lines. I know. That's a crazy one.
That's if you really want to piss someone off.
Do people even do that, actually?
No. the only person I've ever seen do that is Dad.
I know, same. Okay. We'll do another email.
The final email of the podcast.
Let's do this one. We haven't talked about sugar daddies recently.
Oh, okay. We need to go back to that.
I have a crush on my sugar daddy's other sugar baby.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, okay. I think I have a crush on my sugar daddy's other sugar baby. I've known her for months now, and we even had a drunk threesome, which was way less awkward than expected. Anyway, she's super smart and pretty, and she's bi. She always calls me hot and says she's very attracted to me. I've never had a crush on a girl before. So the question is, should we leave our sugar daddy for each other? Kick that rich asshole to the curb? I'm not kidding. I'm just kidding. That's not on the agenda. Anyway, just that I'd share. And no, this isn't a troll. This email seems really legit. With these sugar daddy emails, I always am skeptical, but this one seems so legit.
So basically, there's not even a problem. It's just she just wanted to share with us that she's now fallen in love with her sugar daddy's other sugar baby.
But she wants to know, she said, would we kick that asshole to the core? But then she said, I'm just joking, but she wants to know, should we leave our sugar daddy for each other?
I mean, if you guys are so down to be a sugar babies, then maybe you should just stick with it. And then, like, you guys date, but, like, for the sugar daddy, it's just a job, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, if your main source of income is being a sugar baby and you guys don't mind it, it's not anything offensive to you guys, then if you guys don't mind it, I would just say, oh, just keep making the money.
Yeah, you guys are dating, and then it's like, oh, we have a shift at work.
Because she said that she's attracted to you, so maybe, I guess maybe if you guys were actually dating, she'd change her mind and be like, oh, I just want to keep it monogamous now since we're actually dating. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like you could just talk to her about it if you are attracted to her. This is such an interesting story, though. Finding love.
Through a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
You found love in a hopeless place.
The Rihanna song came true.
Oh my god, that is romantic.
Yeah, well, that's the last email.
Thank you guys for coming along on this car drive. Hope you enjoyed just taking a nice evening stroll. You know, it was raining at the beginning. We got some ice cream. We talked about ghosts. You know, we covered a lot.
We'll have to do another one when the time changes. And do it at nighttime so it'll be pitch black.
We got Halloween when we go to haunted places.
Yeah, we for sure should.
Oh, that would be good.
There was this one haunted place that I went to like years ago. And it's supposed to be like so many people died there. Nothing happened, but it still was scary.
Oh my god, but we'd like pretend something happens when we get there.
Well,
you know, like you go to a scary place.
You don't even pretend. Your mind just makes up shit.
I remember like in high school going to all these scary spots with, and it always would be a thing where nothing would even happen, but then everyone would end up running.
Yeah, because when we went to this spot, we were driving, and in for like 5 minutes, everyone in the car was convinced we all saw a ghost, but then we just realized it was just this bin thing.
Oh yeah, it's almost, you almost want to believe it though.
Yeah, because it sounds so like crazy at the time. But yeah, this was us driving. Hope you enjoy.
All right, bye.
Tell us if you liked it or not.
See y'all next week.
Bye.